Kal Kadosh, Boker Tov. We're just going to continue with the halachot that we mentioned. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Kav Daled, he says like this, Lo ya'aneh amen chatufa dehainu kilu alef nekuda bechatav v'chen shlo yachtof imayen lanot oto kolom shiyisayem mvarech v'chen lo ya'aneh amen kitufa dehainu shemechase kriyat hanun shenu motziya bepeke sheten ikeret. So it says like this, we're not allowed to answer an amen chatufa. What exactly does it mean, amen chatufa? So first of all, amen chatufa is that you're reading, you're saying the aleph or the chataf patach. Anyway, the way that we're not with the kamatz, anyway, there's no difference for us how you're doing it, because it all sounds the same, whether you're doing it with a chataf patach or not for us. Or he says the same halacha would apply if you're saying the aleph with another nekuda. For example, if you're going to do u, right, or an o, like an o instead of an ah, right, what we're saying, the way that we're doing. So that also is considered an amen, what we call an amen chatufa. Then he says the other explanation is amen chatufa is that we're not allowed to answer amen before the person finishes the bracha, because that's also called amen chatufa, which means, right, many times it happens, right, that you can actually hear it in the Beit HaKnesset, which people, they don't actually pay enough attention to, where they're going to have, right, where they're going to have the entire concept, right, of that they answer amen and it's too early. So therefore, many times it even actually happened that the Shtech Tzibur will pause for a second and you even hear amen, even if he didn't even finish the word. So that just shows you that the person is very trigger happy, right? That he likes to, as if say, pull the trigger. So you have to be careful that the person finishes. It could be even by the Birkat Kohanim. When he finishes the Biracha, that's when they're supposed to answer amen. They're not supposed to answer amen when he's in the middle of Be'aha and you already hear amen. 1 second, let him finish, right? Let him finish the Biracha and then you answer the amen. That is called amen chatufa. So you're being chotef, you're like grabbing, as if to say, right? But it's before the proper time. Then there is something which is called amen ketufa. So it says, amen ketufa, it says here that anybody that's going to, it says anybody that's going to come and he's going to answer amen ketufa, yitkatfu yamav. The same thing, it's all the same thing about how the days of a person will be, as if say, shortened or things like that, if he's going to be answering in the not proper way. So he says, what is amen ketufa? It says where he's doing ameh, meaning that you do not hear the noon. So since you do not hear the noon, it's supposed to be amen, right? You're supposed to hear the noon. So if you do not hear the noon, right, or it's not recognizable, that is considered amen ketufa. The same halacha would apply if you do not hear the aleph or the mem. So if you say, do men, right? You just say men. Well, it's amen, right? You have to pronounce every single one, right, of the syllables. So he says, or for example, if you're dividing the word into two, you're doing amen, right? You're doing like as if say two different words. So that's also considered amen ketufa. So a person should also be careful, right, not to be marich in the mem, and then afterwards to put dagesh in the nun, right, that you're saying is like it's amen, right? It's not amen ne, it's amen, right? You have to be careful. There's no dagesh, there's no like extra emphasis in there. The last one is amen yituma. What is amen yituma? Shulchan Aruch says, right, that manana Shulchan Aruch, amen yituma is you're hearing a biracha and you want to be in tzedek chova, but you do not hear the biracha from the person making the biracha. Which means, even if you know which biracha he's making, you're not allowed to answer amen afterwards, right, if it's going to be a biracha that you want to be in tzedek chova. But if you do not want to be in tzedek chova, for example, your friend is making a biracha, birkat ha'ne'aninu, birkat ha'torah, and you do not have kavanah to be tzedek chova with him, so even if you don't hear the biracha, and you don't know which biracha he's making, mi'ikar adin, you're allowed to answer amen, right? And the same halakha would apply to the chazrat ha'chatz, that as long as you already were tzedek chova, your tefillah, even if you don't know which biracha the shliach tzibur is making, you're allowed to come and you're allowed to answer amen. Nevertheless, the yisud of amen yituma is very, very strict. So it's proper to be machmir that even in a beracha, which is not tzedek chova, that you should not answer amen if you do not know which beracha they're making. Which means, if I know a person is making a beracha, but I don't even hear him, so I cannot answer amen. If I couldn't hear the beracha, how am I going to answer amen? Right? You have to hear the beracha that he's making. So therefore, he's saying that we should actually try to be careful, as if to say, in all these three concepts. There's also more, there's amen ketzara, we're going to speak about it bli neder, but the entire concept is we should be careful with the answering of the amens to pay attention how we're actually saying it.